Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It was a stunning sequence of defensive and offensive plays that helped bring the Patriots a thrilling last-second victory over the Saints here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Bill Belichick is here now to give us the X's and O's behind the highlights in this edition of Belichick Breakdown that you don't want to miss.
Time now for this week's Plays of the Week. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, let's start with, okay, fourth down and six. You guys don't get it. What transpired from there?
We had to try to get the ball back. And that led to this situation right here. It's third down and about six on the 20-yard line. And this is Alfonso out here in press coverage. And they send the three receivers down here to the bottom. And obviously Breeze sees the single coverage up on top. Tries to throw the fade here. And so really makes a nice play on this. Goes up, takes the ball away. And not only did that keep them from getting into the end zone, keep them in field goal range, but it also saved us having to use a timeout.
Just guys balling right now. And you also got to remember, no Keep Tlaib, no Jerod Mayo at this point also.
Right. So then after the interception, then this came up to third down and seven. And so we're in a kind of a short yardage defense here where we have a couple extra linemen and linebackers there on the line of scrimmage. And this is a play that you often see in this situation where they, instead of running the ball or making it look like a run, the quarterback keeps it here and, you know, tries to bootleg for the first down. Alert play here by Chandler Jones on the backside, just doing his job, having good leverage, coming up, pulling Breeze up, and then, you know, we got enough pursuit here, it looks like, from Dane and some of the other guys coming inside that might have got him anyway, but it's good play by Chandler, and then he gets him on the heel clip there. And you know, not only does that, force him to punt and give us the ball back, but that 5 yards, you know, ends up being a big 5 yards at the other end of the drive.
Absolutely. That's a guy making a play, and that's not somebody from the sideline screaming, hey, watch the boot, watch the boot.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
That's good.
So after the first pass to Edelman down the seam, we've got the ball with, about a minute to go here. All right, so we've got the ball with about a minute to go just across midfield. And this is a double inside route here to the wide side of the field. And, Scott, as you know, as a quarterback, you never pass up one to get to one. But, Tom took Colley here, who was, open over the middle of the field, made a nice play. But it looked like Tompkins was open down here on the second in cut as well. But that put us into a position where we could really have a shot to throw for the end zone. So that was, big play here.
Taking what the defense gives you. That's just, there it is right there. Let's make sure we secure the catch and let's keep this thing moving.
Right. Good, real good protection. This is a nice job here by Mankins coming back here and what we call cleaning out the pocket, but, getting a second hit on the pass rushers there. Now we got the ball at the 30-yard line. And after a quick out play and a couple incomplete passes, we're fourth and six here around the 26-yard line. And we have Colley here on an option route and Hooman up on the top running a similar route up there. And really, it looks like, again, both guys are open. Tom takes the receiver down here to Colley's side. And, Austin does a nice job, obviously, pushing up past the first down marker, snaps it off, creates some separation, and there we go. But, again, it looked like we also had a shot at mm-hmm. the first down up here on top of the tight end.
He really brings it back down. Now, if he breaks that out flat towards the sideline, that guy's got a chance to undercut that. That's a nice route.
Exactly. If he rounds it off here, then he undercuts the route. So coming back to the line, down toward the line of scrimmage and being far enough past the stick so that we secure the first down, is the key to the play.
And that's a big one right there. Fourth down still gives you life, and here we go.
Right, so after the clock play, so now we come up to 10 seconds. And again, the play on this was to send the four verticals down the field and try to get a one-on-one situation in the end zone. And then if it wasn't complete, then we'd have another shot with, however much time was left, 5 seconds or whatever it was, to try to do a second play to have a chance to throw to the end zone. So with everybody going to the end zone here, both safeties kind of hang inside to help, and of course this was the pass that we hit to Edelman. It was Edelman in the game instead of Hooman, but that was the pass we hit there at the start of the at the start of the drive, mm-hmm. and then we had just missed the play before going down the seam, and then with him kind of bending it in. So it looked like their defense was now, set more towards those inside seam routes, and that left the one-on-one out here with Greer and Kembrell. And, of course, Tom makes a nice throw over the top of the corner of Greer, and KT goes up there, does a nice job, comes down, clearly in bounds.
It's really a team thing. And if you even look at Austin Colley, too, on the release, if he gets jammed, that safety then can cheat to the outside. The fact he gets a good release, he's got a peek at him.
And once again, good protection here. Gives Tom a nice chance to step up into the pocket, make a good clean throw. But the one-on-ones here were really here and possibly up there, but not so much on the inside part of the field, just based on the way the defense played. So we had the one-on-one. KT went up, made the play, great throw. Great comeback win for us.
Great message to your team, too. Keep playing until that final whistle.
That's it.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Good luck in the division this week. There's your plays of the week. We'll see you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.